sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 3 kuNkwenkwezi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zemanyene lezamanye amazwe omhlaba okunanza ilanga lokuqhakathekisa imisebenzi yazo ele World Press Freedom Day. Ukhulumenda weMelika usekhethe unkosikazi Pamela M. Tremont ukuba ngummeli wakhe omutsha eZimbabwe. Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi angakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika uzavuselela umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim abavela emazweni ambala ukuthi bangene elizweni ngelanga lokuqala lombuso wakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuona lo msakazo. Intatheli izindaba zeZimbabwe zemanyene lezamanye amazwe omhlaba okunanza ilanga lokuqhakathekisa imisebenzi yazo ele World Press Freedom Day. Leli langa linanzwa ngalesi sikhathi uhulumende weZimbabwe esanda ukwethula umbiko wokuthi usethule imithetho emitsha ezaguqula ukusebenza kwentatheli izindaba ephathisa ukuthi zisebenze zingelamgoqo kodwa zizilawule. Kubika intatheli izindaba iStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda ekubulawayo.
Imithetho emitsha ibalisa oweZimbabwe Media Commission Act, Media Practitioners Bill, lowe Broadcasting Amendment Act. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende uMnumzana Nick Mangwana uthe uhulumende usebenza ngamandla ukuguqula imithetho encindezela intatheli izindaba, uthi ufuna zikhululeke emsebenzini yazo.
Njengohulumende weZimbabwe silokholo lokuthi abantu bakhulume izifiso zabo, intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Yikho nje siphakathi kokuguqula imithetho ukwenzela ukuthi kube lendlela elula yokukhulula lokukhipha imigoqo evimbela izintatheli izindaba ukuze zisebenze kuhle. Ukuze lokhu kwenzeke kumele imibiko imemethekiswe ngokunozindaba lula ukuze ifinyelele abantu.
Umnumzana Godwin Phiri wekomishini elawula ukusebenza kwentatheli izindaba lokubhaliswa kwazo eZimbabwe Media Commission uthi uqakathekile ukuthi intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile.
NjengeZimbabwe Media Commission sithanda ukuthi ngalelilanga sikhuthaze bonke abantu ukuthi baziphathe ngendlela eyenzenza ukuthi labo aba intatheli izindaba zethu zisebenze zikhululekile. Akukhathekele ukuthi kungabe kungubani esesikhundleni siphi, wonke umuntu kumele ahloniphe amalungelo entatheli izindaba.
Phakathi kwenkinga ezibhekane lentatheli izindaba ngalesi sikhathi kunanzwa lolu suku kulembiko ethi ezisifazana ezithi ezazo inhlupho ziphethwe kabili ngoba ziyancindezelwa lokuhlukunyezwa emsebenzini njalo zingaphiwa izikhundla zobukhokheli. UPatience Zirima ngumqondisi weGender and Media Connect Zimbabwe.
Intatheli izindaba zisifazane ezincane, radio, television, print and digital platforms as well. Women also face violations that include sexual harassment and online violence, which are two of the biggest challenges we probably will see.
U-Ethel Ncube intatheli izindaba esebenza elinye iphephandaba lakoBulawayo uthi njengesifazana uthwele nzima.
Nzima endihlangana labo njengentatheli engumama. Kwesinye isikhathi uyadudinga isitori ku-investigation. Kumele kube ngumuntu ongubaba, umuntu ongubaba kungiyokhomentayo. Instead of futhi akhomente, aqala ukukhombisa, ngakukhombisa umyale isitori asisaphuma.
Omunye wesifazana oyintatheli izindaba esebenzela umsakazo weSkies Metro koBulawayo ube yinkosi Diamond Maphosa uthi wamukela inguquko eyenziwa nguhulumende yokumthetho yokusakaza.
Hayi, kulo tshintsho thile sesilubonile kakhulu when it comes to ama-policies at the corner singakhanyelo ayipha that has been scrapped, so kusenza umsebenzi wethu ube lula ke njengentatheli izindaba.
Uloft Dube ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, yena-ke uthi inhlanganiso yakhe izama ngamandla wonke ukuthi intatheli izindaba zisebenze zikhululekile eZimbabwe.
Kube lokukhulumisana phakathi kwamapholisa labagcina imithetho ngendlela intatheli izindaba ezingabe zisebenza ngayo. Kodwa njengoba ngisisho njalo nje, kodwa kusakunengi okufuze kwenzakale ukuthi kutshintshwe indlela intatheli ezisebenza ngayo kulaleyo esithi iZimbabwe Media Commission Act, laleyo esithi Media Practitioners Bill ofuze ukukhangele yona.
Inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba emisa Zimbabwe embikweni yawo yalolu suku ikhuthaza intatheli izindaba ukuthi zisabalalise imibiko ngomumo womkhathi lezemvelo lesikhudumezi esifana lase-El Nino esenza ukuthi indawo eziningi zingatholi izulu elenele emhlubulweni wengazansi ye-Afrika. Umbalisi ekolitshini le-NASTO uMnumzana Methuseli Moyo uthi intatheli izindaba azethuleli uzulu imibiko egcweleyo nesomiso esikhona.
Bayabhala lapha lalaphana kodwa akusikho lokhuyana okungathi kuyabonisa ukuthi ama-journalist kumba bezemidia bakunanzelela ukuthi climate change into enkulu kanganani. Njalo sinanzelela izinto eziphambanisa umkhathi ezenziwa ngama-government, ezenziwa ngamakhampani, ukuze kuvezwe obala, ukuze kubiselwe emuva kuthiwa i-rolling back i-climate change.
Isigodlo seMelika eZimbabwe namhla besile ngxoxo mpikiswano kobulawayo emalana losuku lolu ebiphethwe ngabezindaba abesayithi lapho kukhulunywe khona ngakabanzi ngokuqakatheka kwentatheli izindaba ekulondolozeni ezemvelo. Lo nyaka ilanga le-WPFD lazwa phansi kwendikimba ethi A Press for the Planet, Journalism in the Face of Environmental Crisis. Usuku lwe-World Press Freedom Day laqala kunanza umnyaka 1993 ngemva kwenkuthazo yenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations emizameni yokukhumbuza ohulumende bamazwe omhlaba ukuthi bahloniphe amalungelo entatheli izindaba ukuze zisebenze zikhululekile zingahlukunyezwa okukhokheleleka ukuthini uzulu afinyelele ulwazi lemibiko eqakathekileyo ngesikhathi. Ngiyimele Studio 7 kobulawayo egama lami ezochisa Sibanda.
Ukhulumende weMelika usekhethe unkosikazi Pamela M. Tremont ukuba ngummeli walelo lizwe omutsha eZimbabwe. Ikomiti edalele Senethi yeMelika ibona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe yazise ngalokhu izolo kulandela ukuvota kwamalunga. Unkosikazi Tremont ukhethwe ngumongameli Joe Biden ngozibandlela ibizo lakhe lahanjiswa eSenethi ukuze kuvotwe. Bekungelameli weMelika eZimbabwe kweminyaka emithathu edluleyo ngemva kokusuka kukamnumzana Brian Nichols esesiba ngumsekeli kamphathi ntambo ogatsha lukahulumende weMelika olubona ngobudlelwano lamanye amazwe. Uhulumende uthi inani labantu abahlaselwe indlala njalo abadinga usizo lokudla oluphuthumayo eZimbabwe selikhuphuke lisuka kuzigidi phose ezintathu i-2.7 million la kuzigidi phose eziyisishiyagalombili i-7.7 million okuyikho bekuvele kukhangelelwe ngabaningi. Umphathi ntambo wezokulima uMnumzana Anxious Masukwa wethule umbiko othi phakathi kwabantu laba abayizigidi eziyisithupha ngabasemaphandleni kuthi abayizigidi phose ezimbili 1.7 million ngabasemadolobheni. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ngenyanga edluleyo uhlele indlala njengengozi ephuthumayo elizweni njalo wacela imali engange $2 billion yokudingela abalambayo ukudla.
Izehlakalo zenkohlakalo sezehlile elizweni leZambia okungokwakuqala eminyakeni elithumi edluleyo ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ephenya okuphathelane lenkohlakalo emhlabeni jikelele e-Transparency International. Iziphathamandla zeZambia zithi lokhu kubangelwe yikuzimisela kwazo ukuqinisa umbuso olandela umthetho lokuthula. Umqondisi wogatsha lwenhlanganiso ye-Transparency International eZambia, uMnumzana Maurice Nyambe, utshele umsakazo we-Voice of America eLusaka ukuthi ukuphenya inkohlakalo luhlelo oluqakathekileyo oluqhutshwa emhlabeni wonke ukuze kubonakale isilinganiso sayo.
Zambia has actually improved by 4 points in terms of the score. Now, the CPI score runs...
Ilizwe le Zambia, sele ihle ngemiklomelo engalane yamanani awenkohlakalo, ukuthi ukuthi selingcono. Imiklomelo ye-Corruption Perception Index iqalisa lokune ize iyefika kokulikhulu, ukuthi ukuthi nxa ukuzero kulenkohlakalo ephezulu, kodwa kokulikhulu, ilizwe liyabe limsulwa. Kuminyaka elishumi edluleyo, ele Zambia belisiba ezingeni elibi kakhulu, kwathi kwemithathu esanda kwedlula sama ndawonye kumiklomelo engamashumi amathathu lantathu i-33%. Okwamanje sesingcono sikumashumi amathathu lasikhombisa i-37 kuphela.
Inhlanganiso ye-Transparency International ithi uhlelo lwayo lwe-Corruption Perception Index, kumbe CPI, lusetshenziswa ukuhlela amazwe ngezinga lawo lenkohlakalo emphakathini. Lithathela kuphenyo oluqhutshwa zingcwethi lempendulo yemibuzo ebuzwa abantu makhaza. Uhlelo lwe-CPI luchaza inkohlakalo njengokwephula amandla umuntu awaphiweyo ukwenzela ukuthi azinothise. Umbiko wenhlanganiso ebona ngezemali emhlabeni jikelele e-International Monetary Fund omnyaka ka-2023 ngokubuswa kwelizwe leZambia lenkohlakalo lubonisa ukuthi inkohlakalo le yabangela ukukhuphuka kwemali ebhadalwa labo abathola inhlelo zama-tenders lezokwakha kusabusa umongameli Edgar Changwa Lungu phakathi komnyaka ka-2015 kusiya ukoka-2021. Umbiko lo uphinda ukubeke sobala ukuthi kwabhadalwa imali enengi kunhlelo zokwakha imigwaqo okuyikho okwavula indlela zenkohlakalo. Ngaphandle kokuba nomthelela kwezomnotho welizwe, inhlanganiso ezimeleyo elwela ukulinganiswa kwamathuba kwabesifazana labesilisa eZambia National Women's Lobby ithi abakhokheli abangabesifazana eZambia sebedibane lemigoqo eminingi ebangela ukuthi bengaphatheki kwezombusazwe ngenxa yenkohlakalo. Asizweni amazwi kaNkosazana Juliet Chibuta, umqondisi weZambia National Women's Lobby ngalolu daba.
It's now responding to what we have been advocating for.
Sesithola impendulo kulokho ebesikulwela. Besilwela ukuthi izehlakalo zenkohlakalo zehle, kwenzela ukuthi abesifazane basebenze kumumo okhululekileyo, ngoba inkohlakalo iyehlisa inani labesifazane abafuna ukuphatheka kwezombusazwe lakwezinye izikhundla zobukhokheli.
Umnumzana Felix Nkulukusa, umabhalane wogatsha lukahulumende weZambia olubona ngezemali, uphawula ngemizamo yabo.
We have established the inter-agency collaboration.
Sesisungule ugatsha oluzathatha lokho okwakuntshontshiwe phezu kweminye imizamo egoqela i-commission ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo. Siphinde sakhetha inhlanganiso ezingamashumi amabili lanye kwezemithetho lakwezinye indawo ukuthi ziphathisane ekuzameni ukuthathela abantu konke abakuthola ngenxa yenkohlakalo.
Abasola umongameli Hakainde Hichilema bathi ukubona kwabantu besetheswa amacala enkohlakalo kwenziwa kwabezombusazwe abaphikisana laye, njalo yikuqhubeka kwalokho okwakuvele kusenziwa nguhulumende odluleyo. Kodwa umongameli weZambia yena uyagcizelela ukuthi ukulwisana lenkohlakalo akwenzelwa ukukhahlameza abaphikisana laye kwezombusazwe. Ngomnyaka ka-2022 iziphathamandla zeZambia zasungula umthethwandaba wokuthetha amacala enkohlakalo ngesiphangiphangi. Akula muntu osetholakele elecala selokhe kwasungula imithethwandaba le. Lolu daba luqoqwe intathela izindaba yeVoice of America uKathy Short eselusaka eZambia. Lutolikwe njalo lwafundwa yiStudio 7.
Wezithathelanele Melika. Kwesiphathelane leMelika, owakhethwa ukumela ibandla lama-Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli umnumzana Donald Trump uthi engakhethwa uzavuselela umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim abavela emazweni ambalwa ukuthi bangene kwelemelika ngelanga lakuqala lombuso wakhe. Umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesimuslim waba ngomunye wemithetho yombuso wakhe wadala inkulumo, kodwa wasumiswa ngumongameli Joe Biden. Intatelinda izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns uqoqe udaba olulandelayo olwethulwa nguChris Gande weStudio 7.
Aze akhethwe ngomnyaka ka-2016, umnumzana Donald Trump wathembisa ukuguqula imithetho yokungena elizweni esithi uvimba amalwa icatsha adabuka emazweni akholwa ngesiMuslim ukuthi bangangeni kwele Melika.
And we will keep radical Islamic terrorists that...
Sizavimba abokholo lesiMuslim abedlulisa amalawulo akula ngenye indlela akula ngitsho.
We have no choice.
Uthe ngokungena eofisini uTrump wavimba ukungena elizweni kwamaMuslim adabuka kumazwe ayisikhombisa ukwadala ukutshengisela lokuhanjiswa emthethwandaba kukahulumende zenhlanganiso ezibalisa i-American Civil Liberties Union. Esizwe isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Lee Glant.
If there are real
nxa zikhona impawu zokugebengu kumele zikhangelwe ngamuntu ngamuntu.
Any group or religion is more dangerous than another group.
Umthetho wokuvimba amaMuslim wathethwa inkantolo waze wafika emthethwandaba ophakemeyo owe-Supreme Court okwabangela ukujabula kukaTrump enkundleni zokuphumana lasesikodlweni se-White House. Umongameli Joe Biden wakhankasa esola lomthetho ngomnyaka ka-2020.
You know, you don't have to accept the president who promulgates hatred and exclusion toward Muslims and
liyazi ukuthi akumelanga livumele umongameli okhuthaza inzondano lokweyisa abokholo lesiMuslim lokubavimba ukungena elizweni.
Wawumisa lomthetho aze abe ngumongameli. Ngemva kweminyaka emine uTrump utshele abalandeli bakhe esigabeni seWisconsin ukuthi okwenzakala esigabeni seMiddle East kutshengisa ukuthi sokuyisikhathi sokwethula njalo umthetho wokuvimba abokholo lwesiMuslim.
We do not need a jihad in the United States of America. We do not need
asifuni kuhlaselwa ngabe siMuslim lapha kwele Melika. Asifuni amadolobha ethu ukuthi abe yimithombo yamalwa ecatha
and keeping terrorists the hell out of our country like I had it before.
Emkhankasweni wakhe umongameli Biden unqome imisebenzi yabokuza kwele Melika, watshela usomabhizimusi abaphathisa umkhankaso wakhe ngemali ukuthi kulamazwe angathuthukiyo emhlabeni ngoba azonda abokuza. Ngenyanga kamabasa uphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Harvard Caps luveze ukuba udaba lokungena lokuphuma elizweni lube nguchiki lobhanqa lodaba lomnotho kubavoti bele Melika. Lolu daba luqoqwe nguScott Stearns, lwethulwa emoyeni yimi uChris Gande.
Okwamanje wathi sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumente weMelika.
Embikweni wogatsha lwe-State Department osanda kwethulwa mayelana ngomumo wamalungelo oluntu ngomnyaka ka-2023, umhlabeleli wele-Iran wengoma zohlobo lwe-rap uTumaj Salehi ubethwa njengomuntu owephulelwa amalungelo oluntu. Udaba lwakhe lufakwa njengesibonelo sokuthi iziphathamandla zakwele-Iran zisebenzisa umthetho kuncindezela abasola uhulumende kumbe ukukhuluma ngelungelo likazulu. Ugatsha lwe-State Department luthi ekupheleni komnyaka ka-2023 usale wetheswa icala elithiwa libanzi kakhulu phansi kwemithetho yakwele Iran othiwa Corruption on Earth, njalo ulinde ukugwetshwa. Ukulinda lokhu sokufika emaphethelweni, uSalehi usegwetshelwe ukulengiswa. USalehi wabotshwa ngenyanga kaMfufu ngomnyaka ka-2022 ngemva kokusekela ukutshengisela ukwenziwa ngemva kokufa esitokisini kukaMasa Amini. U-Amini wayevalelwe esitokisini ngoba esetheswa icala lokungagqoki kuhle impahla yesiMuslim ethiwa yi-hijab. Ukufa kwakhe kwasungula umkhankaso othiwa Woman Life Freedom kwele Iran. Uhulumende waphendula lumkhankaso ngesandla esilukhuni kakhulu. Amakhulu abantu abulawa, inkulungwane zabotshwa. Sikhuluma nje sokwalengiswa abantu abayithoba munwe munye phezu kodaba lokutshengisela lokhu. USalehi wachothoza uhulumende wele Iran ngengoma zakhe ungomunye wabaziwayo ababotshwayo. Wakhululwa ngokuhlawuliswa imali yesibambiso ngolwezi ngomnyaka ka-2023 kulandela isinqumo sedalele Supreme Court, kodwa waphinda wabotshwa ngemva kwensuku ezilutshwana ngemva kokwethula umfanekiso wevidiyo lapho ayesola khona indlela ahlukuluzwa ngayo esesitokisini. Umthethwandaba wedolobho le-Isafan yiwo osanda kunquma ukuthi alengiswe. Iziphathamandla zomanyano we-United Nations sezikhweze udaba luka Thumaj Salehi embuthanweni echiyene kusukela ukubotshwa kwakhe ngomnyaka ka-2022, zisithi ziyethuswa isigwebo sokumlengisa lokuhlukuluzwa akwenziwayo okusobala ukuthi kuphathelane lokwephulwa kwelungelo lokuzikhulumela ekhululekile lesipho sakhe sokuhlabela. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sogatsha lwe-State Department uMnumzana Vedant Patel uchaze udaba lukaSalehi njengesinye sezibonelo soncindezelo lukahulumende wele-Iran lokwephulwa kwelungelo likaZulu. Uthi siyaphinda njalo ukusola uhulumende wele-Iran ngokusebenzisa isigwebo sokulengisa njengendlela yokuncindezela amalungelo kaZulu lenkululeko yakhe. Wengezela isithi elemelika lizaqhubeka likubeka sobala embuthanweni yomphakathi indlela yocuku yendaba ezifana lale ukuze umhlaba wonke jikelele uzibonele ububi bukahulumende wele-Iran lemkhuba yakhe yoncindezelo.
Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuyisikhathi sokuzwa imbono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanbonani, sanbonani Studio 7 nabalaleli bonke. Siba nenkinga esinayo izolo bekuyi 1 May International Workers Day. So i Workers Day it includes everybody. Izisebenzi, workers and business unite. Labahlali babe khona be participate, but kit uza participate kanjani ngoba akulanto esebenzayo. Amafemu bavala wonke, bewavala kanjani amafemu? Kulento yabo leyo kuthiwa indigenization yakho naleyo okuthiwa mawuvula ibusiness lakho so umuntu angakithi so ufanele ukuthi ubhadale 48% kumbe 50%. Is it true destroying the country? Ngapha uhamba utshela abantu ukuthi ilizwe livuleleyo ukuthi lisebenze ngikuganga lokhu. Thank you.
Salibane ma-Studio 7. Lapha ngikhipha umbono ukuthi uhulumende sokumele ukuthi akhangele amateacher ukuthi amateacher bathwele nzima, athengele amateacher ama-uniform, imali iphume kwesikhwameni sikahulumende ngoba amateacher yibo abafundisa odokotela baba lama-uniform, bafundisa bonke lama security bala ma-uniform, bonke abasebenza emahofisini nabanye bala ma-uniform, so amasipholisa la ma-uniform, amasotsha bala ma-uniform, kodwa uteacher yena nguyo othuthukisa ilizwe kodwa yena kala uniform. Njalo kumele ukuthi ngicela ukuthi oteacher ngabe bela ma-uniform iZimbabwe yonke befanane be-uniform ibe yi-1, yabo headmaster la ibe yi-1. Yisi sicelo ngisikhipha kwi-Studio 7 imu ungcobo ngireporter ngisesigabeni sakoteach ngisebenzisa i-number yeButswana.
Salibonani, salibonani basakazibuka Studio 7 ngikulela lonke ngegama elihle elenkosi uJesu Kristu. Hhayi, mana ngingena endaweni kule nto engizwi noma emthola amabili kade ekhuluma ngezemali ngikumnalala loo nto alothe khona. Hhayi, emalini akumele ngokungenele iphathi, ngiyavuma. Okwesibili ngizwe ngizikho mina ngiwomnyanga ngenxa yento eyenzakalayo bafowethu.
Hhayi, laba bezanup f loba bengayenzani laba kula muntu obafunayo laba abantu bakhathele ngabantu laba abantu abangelancedo emphakathini. Kumanje indlala embi kabe emakhaya la, indlala embi ezisubuhlungu mpela, kodwa babhizi batshela abantu amanga. Last bebetshela abantu bethi hey, ukudla kwanele, iziphara zigcwele, kuphi lokho kudla kaba kukhiphe phela benikeza abantu. Abantu balambile babula indlala kabavunanga abantu lonyaka, abakukhiphe phela lokho kudla benikeza abantu. Ngoba sikubona isizwe abantu bekhala bethi baphiwa umboboli le, baphiwa umbo wakudala, umboso uboli, kabakukhiphe phela lokho kudla abahlala beqamba amanga ngayo. Laba loba bengafostela beyenzeni laba abantu babayala kudala abantu laba. Kumanje bank abanikeza abantu imali engasebenziyo, baprintela abantu imali abangasebenziyo.
Linjani, linjani Studio 7, themba liyaphila lonke nje. Hayi lo nkodla wamnyama mahlaba ithwala okhulumayo la. Ngithi hayi lami ke ngisike nje lijikayo. Ngithi kanti uhulumende ngangizwa nje kubalwa inumber zabantu abalambayo. Kanti kukhona lapho kunekhona izulu yini angavele athi izwe lonke nje abantu badinga ukudla. Emadolobheni nasemakhaya abantu balambile kodwa ezwa kubalwa ukuthi hey 2 million, 3 million. Angaqamba amanamba angawazi. Abanikeza ukudla izwe lonke njalo ukudla lokho makubuya bangakwenza okwezana. Kanti ke hayi thina singamaZimbabwe nasomazana PF.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Kichi was a Friday my darling. Was a Friday 7.
Uhlelo was a Friday kuliviki. Silomculi obehlabela irumba kodwa osetshintshe unyawo wangena kumculo weAfro Jazz umthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya. Yena osethule isingle yakhe lesihloko esithi Sithandwa Sami. Nangu ixoxa lo Ntungameli Nkomo we Studio 7.
Okwaqala ngithanda ukunibingelela nina baphathi benhlelo ze Studio 7 nabalandeli bonke. Ngibuya ePlumtree endaweni okuthiwa kuseChiranga duze neBhagani. Ye emculweni ngiye ngaba khona phambilini ngangishaya irumba ngakhupha i-album ethiwa uMachayinyoka ngabuye ngama yikho namhlanje sengivumbuluke ngolunye uhlangothi.
Aba ngathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Ngitholakala ku Facebook na ku YouTube na ku WhatsApp. Lapha ngumthokozisi igama ngumthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya ku YouTube na ku Facebook. And then inombolo zami zocingo ngu 063 8741 587. Ngokutholakala ngitholakala eSouth Africa.
Ubachiyela wapha amazwi abalandeli?
Abalandeli ngibachiyela amazwi ukuthi ngiyabathanda bonke endaweni ezehlukeneyo. Ngithanda nonke balandeli kuzo zonke indawo ngingakhethi bala lamuntu njengoba ingoma isisho ukuthi asithandaneni njalo ngidinga nesupport yenu balandeli.
Sithandwa Sami ngumthokozisi Gwitsa Ngwenya. Yena wesethule isingle yakhe lesihloko esithi Sithandwa Sami njengaleyo ngoma. Likhumbuleke luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla lapho esiyabe sikhangela ukunanzwa kosuku lokuqakathekisa umsebenzi wentatheli izindaba emhlabeni jikelele olwe-World Press Freedom Day. Yebo ke sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo ngisithi libe lempela viki enhle yimi usithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.